Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, When Do NSW Property Agents Need to Renew Their Licences?, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 12th of July, 2023.
Now, we all know if you've got a certificate of registration, it is now issued for a period of 4 years. During that 4 years, at some point and before the end of those 4 years, you need to transition to a Class 2 licensed agent. So you need to complete your licensing course, whether if it's a real estate or a stock and station licence that you're after, then it's the Cert 4 in real estate practice. If it's a strata managing licence, then it's the Cert 4 in strata community management. Either way, you need to do three of those units every year after you've done your certificate of registration to make sure you get there within the four-year period. Because you can get there sooner, you can apply after at least 1 year of experience any time up to that 4 years. But let's talk about the licences. When you renew your licence, you are now, since 2020, you were offered the opportunity for a one-year, a three-year or a five-year licence. So we're back to where we were pre-2003. But those of you, and me included on this one, when you renewed your licence in 2020, if your licence came for renewal in 2020, which at some stage it would have, and you renewed for 3 years, well, 2023 is now that time. So, you know, make sure that you've got it diarised. If you took a five-year licence at that time, then make sure it's diarised, because if you let your licence lapse, so the first thing is make sure that Fair Trading have the correct details for you. So they have your email address and your mobile number, because that's how they send you your renewal notices, via email and with a text to your mobile number. So making sure that they've got your correct details. If you change those details, make sure that you send the appropriate notice, and there is a form to fill in to make those changes to Fair Trading. So now if you let your license lapse, you have a three-month late period, you know, late notice period. So you can, it's not a period of grace, as some people refer to it. It is a late period. You will be charged a late fee. But the day after your license, if your license is due today, the 12th of July, and you don't pay it by the end of today, then tomorrow on the Fair Trading Register, your license will have lapsed. So, you know, no customer is going to want to be dealing with you. You will not want to be dealing with a customer, because you aren't able to hold somebody to the agreements that you might be getting a customer to sign. So that may well be a sales agency agreement, a buyer's agency agreement, a managing agency agreement. You're not authorised to do that if you don't hold a current licence. So up until the 3 months after it's lapsed, you can pay a late fee and it'll be restored. After 3 months and up to 12 months, you can make a new application. You do not have to lodge any qualifications or evidence with that, and your license will be renewed or reinstated at that point. If you let your license lapse, so let's go back to the fact that it's due on the 12th of July, and you let it lapse, and next year on the 14th of July, you think, oh, wow, my license has lapsed. It is over a year. You then have to make a new application, and you are then making that application under the requirements of the day, meaning the new educational requirements. So if you got your license 10, 15 years ago, well, the educational requirements have probably changed 4 or 5 times since then. So you would have to be reassessed against the current qualification. So that's going to cost you money and time, and then have that issued and then remake your application. So, you know, there's a whole lot of hoops to jump through. So much easier, get it in your diary, don't let it lapse. Really important. You are responsible for your own license. You cannot blame somebody else. You can't blame your boss. You can't blame your assistant. You can't blame anybody else. It's your license. Be responsible for it. Get it in your diary, some sort of reminder system to make sure whatever year, month, date it is due is when you actually renew it before that date. So that's my little rant about people getting their licenses renewed on time.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.